food, family, and festivities help make the holiday season, as the song says, the most wonderful time of the year. Student reporter Darnisha Mitchell tells us as college students head home to be with their families, the pandemic is forcing them to navigate different options to celebrate.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you.
Family means togetherness, especially at holiday times like Thanksgiving and Christmas. But with students and parents living in separate bubbles at school in their home communities, there's a coronavirus risk to that togetherness. The Illinois Department of Public Health says contact tracers find the number one cause of infection is small gatherings of family and friends. Jen Arisman, an ISU graduate student from Gridley, describes her family as super close, who normally celebrates the holidays by gathering to make such favorite Thanksgiving dishes as turkey and corn casserole. But Arisman comes from a family that falls into the high-risk category for coronavirus complications, including herself. She has a medical condition that affects blood circulation. She can get seizures, rapid heartbeats, and faint. Because of her condition and the symptoms of COVID-19, Arisman says these things mean the family likely won't have a traditional gathering.
That's scary, thinking about how that could mess with me. And I know somebody who had a seizure after corona. And so that's something that scares me, especially having a history of seizures. We got to be really careful with that, too.
Instead, Arisman may go to Colorado to be with friends and test regularly to stay safe. Health officials even discourage travel this holiday period. Illinois State University junior student Aliyah Muhammad says her family tradition is to make dinner and eat together. She says the rising case numbers and new mitigations are disappointing, as families cannot enjoy the holidays as they've done in the past.
We're back in the same place that we were at the beginning of all this. Like, we're supposed to be staying inside and getting better so that one day we can all go outside and seems like no one wants to listen, and we're back at square one.
Before the recent spike in COVID cases, the Illinois Department of Public Health released safety tips for families to increase the odds they can enjoy the holidays safely. Those include limiting the number of guests, having activities outside as the weather permits, and opening windows to increase airflow. Now that new cases, hospitalizations, and positivity rates have soared to record levels, state officials recommend avoiding traveling home if possible. Dr. Katie Eichinger, medical director of ISU Student Health and Services, says college students who do go home should limit activities and get tested before leaving.
It has been easily spread at these gatherings, so there is a risk there that if families decide to go forward with their usual celebration and getting families together, I mean, yes, there is that risk that the virus might spread.
Eichinger says if anyone starts feeling symptoms while around family, tell the rest of the family as soon as possible so everyone can isolate themselves and get tested. I'm Darnisha Mitchell.